This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The suspect of Monday's mass shooting was someone Denver police had investigated in the past. But according to CPR's Andrew Kenny, the department won't say what it was looking into.
We know that he was investigated recently, but we've not seen any evidence that someone attempted to use a legal mechanism to take away his guns, which he had many of. Police said that those encounters, those investigations, didn't lead to anything, and they're not saying exactly why yet.
Andrew Kenny reporting. Police say the suspect killed 5 people and injured 2. They believe he targeted people he knew. Avalanche danger will likely be high today as heavy snowfall and strong winds hit the high country. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center is advising people to avoid traveling in avalanche terrain through the weekend. There's a chance the danger could increase to extreme by tomorrow in some areas. You can check the avalanche forecast before going into the backcountry by going to colorado.gov/avalanche. And there's a wind warning for northern Colorado. There will be wind gusts up to 75 miles per hour in the northern mountains and northern foothills throughout Thursday. There are potential fire conditions as well. Officials are asking people not to burn anything outdoors. This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for listening. Today is December 30th. And, you know, CPR News helped you make sense of the rapidly changing news landscape this year. I mean, it still is today. Journalism like this is only possible because of community support. Invest in the reporting that you trust with an end-of-the-year gift right now at CPR.org. And thank you. Today is a cold day, not as cold as yesterday across Colorado. Today, highs around the Front Range are in the 50s. And tomorrow, we have a chance of snow across the state, so bundle up.